Well, good morning again. It's a pleasure to have you with us this morning as we gather together on this, the third Sunday in the Lenten season. Are you getting tired of Lent? I hope you're just gearing up. Lent's a time of being reminded of how we are to be called back to God. God's saying, come back, come back. And we should celebrate that. We should celebrate the fact that God still wants us back. Even after all the things that we've done, God says, come on back, I want you back. You're my family. I want to ask a question or two of you, and I want you to tell me who caused it. Who caused the death of 50 Muslims in Christchurch, New Zealand? Who caused the flooding in the middle of Africa or in the Midwest? Who caused the killing of 130 people in Mali last night? Who caused 9/11? Who caused your relation to die? Oftentimes the response is, well, it was God who did these things. It was God. It was God who caused 9/11. It was God who caused those deaths of 50 people who follow Islam. And I want to suggest to you that there could be nothing further from the truth. While we cannot explain why certain things may happen, we do know that because we are who we are, we are pretty much the cause of our own demise. We are pretty much the reason why things happen. Sometimes it's because of carelessness. Sometimes it's because we look and we think that the best thing to do is to ignore things. Other times we do things because for some it's all about money. But I want to suggest to you that what God is seeking from us today is that we remember him in moments such as these. That when we have our own calamities in our own life, that we realize that God is right here next to us, even though at times, because we see things happen that hurt us to the core, that oftentimes we feel that God is way beyond reach. And the reality is that our grief is so great that sometimes it's hard to see God right next to us. Too often, we try to rationalize away certain things that go on in life, and we fail to recognize our own shortcomings. As I shared at the beginning of the service, today in our Lutheran church calendar, we remember Oscar Romero, who was the Archbishop of San Salvador in El Salvador. He was a person who spoke out against injustices, particularly with the government, as it was assassinating people left and right, kidnapping individuals. He spoke out in favor of for the poor and for those who had very little. He also spoke out for the church because at any one time, priests were kidnapped or killed, and he was an outspoken critic. And he was recognized by many throughout the world for his advocacy. And on this date in the year 1980, as he was finishing up preaching and he stepped away, someone from outside stepped in and gunned him down. And to this day, they still don't know who did it. Oscar Romero spoke on behalf of God, on behalf of the love of Christ. Sometimes when we make those statements, sometimes when we stand up for others, we need to realize that there are consequences to our actions. And maybe that's why it's sometimes so hard for us to speak out when we see so many things that go on in this world. You know, we've lived with racism for our entire life. We've lived with, you know, just seeing crimes and how it just doesn't make sense at how cheaply life can be. Because somebody doesn't like what you say or what you do. We've made it so much easier to just tear people up with all the different networking that we can do on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter. We can rationalize away certain individuals in our lives by saying, well, they represent or this or that, and we turn a blind eye to the fact that they represent the worst of who we are as Christians. because it suits us to have that feeling, that thought. Today, as Jesus confronts those who come to him and say to him, "Have you heard what happened?" Now, there's nothing that's recorded in history regarding this event that Luke shares. It's the only place in the gospel that we hear about these two terrible events that occur. But it was common to think that in the Old Testament times, and even to this day, there are those who will say, you know, this happened because you wronged God. You were sinful. And it was a common belief in those days that those individuals were killed because they were more sinful than others. And Jesus makes the very point of saying, you know, you shouldn't be so concerned about pointing your finger at those and saying that they're sinful until you look at yourself. You should be concerned with your own relationship with God. You should be concerned with the fact that God is calling you home and that someday the door will be shut and you will not be able to come in. And then he proceeds to tell this story about the fig tree. A farmer who has had a fig tree for 3 years, each year coming to expecting to see its fruitful results, and each time he's disappointed. So after 3 years, he says to the caretaker, he says, "Cut this down, it's taking up space." And the caretaker says, "No, let me have one more year to take care of it. I will weed, I will put manure on it, I will do everything I can to nurture it back to health. And then after 1 year, if it's not good, then cut it down." And the farmer relents. Jesus is that very caretaker when it comes to us. He is the one who gets his hands dirty into the everyday living of human life. He is the one that experiences the grittiness of how the community lives. Even to the point that he offers up his own life. In the book of Isaiah today, we hear some of the favorite verses that I have that I hold on to because it's something that I need to remind myself every day. And that is, even though I think certain things, I think certain ways, I think that, you know, this person deserves judgment or this person has just cut me off on the road and I just feel like, and I need to remind myself that I am no different. I'd like to think of myself as being above reproach, but I know darn well I'm not. I'm not as thoughtful as I could be. I am not as caring as I could be. I have forgotten things. I've come up short in many occasions. I know where my shortcomings are, but I don't like to talk about them. Who does? And even though as I look at my past 61 years of life and I see where I've come from one point to the other, I often wonder, how did I get here? How is it that God has led me from this place to here this day? To be the person that I am. In spite of all the things that I've goofed up, that I did things on purpose or whatever else, and yet God has led me and says, "I still want you to do these things." And he says the same thing to all of you. It is God who will put the words in your mouth that need to be spoken at that right moment. It is God that will put you in the face of evil when you need to speak out. It is God who will lead you to people who are in need of just simply a caring and loving hand. It is God who will open your ears to the wisdom and to admire and to love the word in which you hear as it's spoken from the scriptures. It is God who tends to you at your most difficult moments in life. For today is a day that you should celebrate that God has chosen to give you the kingdom. That God has chosen you to be a part of his family. And that he welcomes you. And that you wear that sign of welcome and the sign of the cross that was made on your forehead the day you were baptized. And as you are reminded each and every time you come before the altar and receive his body and blood, that you are blessed by being fed and strengthened to do his will. None of us are perfect. None of us know exactly what it is that God thinks. None of us know what ways God goes or how he moves. All we know are two basic things, to love God and to love our neighbor. That's that simple. And in those ways that we strive, that we do what God asks. So this Lenten season is a time of recognizing and seeing how God has interacted in our life, to give thanks for that, and to ask for the Spirit to give us the strength so that we may bear witness even in those moments that we don't want to. Even when there are moments that I want to roll over in bed on a Sunday morning and say, "Ugh, I'm not getting up." Besides, Pastor Marcy will be there anyway. She's not today. Know God's love. And know that God receives all people into his hands. Know that, be careful as Paul warns, that when you think you're standing, that you may fall. But also know that you have a community in Christ that brings us together and helps us to stand again. To know that there are those who wish and long to be a part of this community as well as we welcome new members into St. Luke's this day. And know that you indeed are embraced by God. Amen.